How does one link the teachings here on the path of seeing that the 18 elements and so forth are empty of inherent nature to the presentation of the paths and grounds teachings that the objects of the annihilated path of the mind, the path of seeing, which are the intellectually acquired afflictive obscurations? How does one link the path of seeing teachings here to the objects of abandonment of the path of seeing that was presented in the Mahayana Paths and Grounds? The object of abandonment there is intellectually acquired afflictive obscurations. Yeah. Here it was taught that the 18 elements, 18 constituents, yeah, the six of sense objects, sense powers and consciousnesses, and so on, to be empty of inherent existence. So how does one link these two together?
Tolong share kalau tiada pasal. Pasal sok tombol susu dia tombol ni siapa yang masuk? Tombol ni susu siapa yang di sini soal ni? Nombor siapa nak tombol? Oh, di kalau
tombol ni share pun tidak. Cuba tombol.
Di cuba nombor. Di shock. Share pun tidak. Cuba tombol ni.
Okay, you know the paragraph that starts with form is empty, emptiness is form, and so forth, up to and consciousness are empty. So that is, shows the training of the perfection of wisdom on the paths of accumulation and paths of preparation, isn't it? Then the next paragraph, Shariputra, likewise, all phenomena, emptiness without characteristic, unproduced, and ceaselessness, but not without seen, not division, not fulfilled. That is, shows the eight features, yeah, of the path of seeing. So, you know, it says all phenomena are emptiness. So in the commentary, so all phenomena here are, you know, explained on the basis of the 18 constituents.
Yeah.
So there's a discussion on the 18 constituents and the 12 sources. Yeah. This will be apparent in the next paragraph when we look at the perfection on the, when we look at the training of the perfection of wisdom on the Mahayana path of meditation.
Yeah.
So the main objects of abandonment on the 10 grounds are the two obscurations, the afflictive obscurations and the knowledge obscurations. And afflictive obscurations are of two types, yeah, the intellectually acquired afflictive obscurations and the innate afflictive obscurations. So as we have seen in a few lessons ago, the intellectually acquired afflictive obscurations are abandoned on the path of seeing. Yeah, isn't it? Right? Or abandoned by the path. Oh, yeah. So prior to achieving the path of seeing, is not able to realize emptiness directly. The one does not see emptiness directly. So when one sees emptiness directly, perceives emptiness directly, then one achieves the path of seeing. And it's only when you achieve the path of seeing, only then do you start to possess in your hands an actual antidote to the conception of true existence or the apprehension of true existence. So in the heart of the perfection of wisdom sutra, you know, the paragraph which starts with Sariputta, likewise all phenomena, emptiness and so forth, that's talking about the eight characteristics or features of emptiness, isn't it? Yeah. Although it is mentioned in the commentary, although this explanation of the eight features of emptiness is linked or is explained in the context of the path of seeing, but I guess it's difficult really to find a reason why it should be explained in relation to the path of seeing and not something else, you know. I mean, what's so uncommon or peculiar about it, you know, about these eight, you know, features, you know, that you have to, you know, relate it to the path of seeing, you know? This doesn't seem to be any explanation, yeah, for this, yeah. Yeah, so it's something that, you know, one has to, you know, ponder or wonder about. You know. Well, it's the same thing with the fourfold emptiness, using form as the example, as the basis of emptiness. And if you say form is empty, emptiness is form. Emptiness is not other than form. Form is also not other than emptiness. Yeah. But why do you have to talk about this in the context of the minor paths of accumulation and preparation, and why not somewhere else? I mean, it's you know, this fourfold emptiness is applicable on all paths, isn't it? I mean, it's talking about what emptiness, the nature of emptiness, isn't it? So it can be applied on all paths. Right? So why there, is it? Likewise, you know, later on, if you look on the minor path of meditation, where which is the next paragraph, and they talk about the five aggregates, and, you know, it expands the discussion of the five aggregates, you know, into the 12 sources and the 18 elements or the 18 constituents, yeah. And then, you know, then go into the Four Noble Truths, the 12 links of dependent origination, and so forth. You know. So, but why are they discussed, you know, in the context of the path of meditation? I mean, it's something that's common to all paths, isn't it? So, you know, if you think about it, there's really no, there doesn't seem to be any real reason why, you know, explanation why, just that it is presented like that in the commentaries.
That is my question. Yeah. Huh? I have this question in my mind, but I don't know what to ask. Not in the chat, same. Also, teacher, all difficult to communicate, so. Yeah, sometimes I have a question like that. And I read two or three different commentaries, nobody answers, so. Answer is not there, so I don't.
So basically, yeah, so Benny's question is something to do with, you know, what I've just said. I mean, it's like, why is it, you know, discussed in this context and not, you know? So, and then, like, you know, linking these eight features to the, you know, intellectually acquired afflictions, isn't it? So.
What in the shop? That's all. Penata. Penna. That is your notion. Some months. Jolam Sheikh and Sotomba said. So let's go jammer. That dark tomba. Ani tombani daosos ta da ro mala charchi ma tombaos tombani naos ha ani male cha tombani shimai tombani ma shimai no so toksin janai ha
Here in the sutra, form is used as first as the illustration. The form is empty, emptiness is form. But you know, it's not just about form, isn't it? You know, we have to think about different kinds of illustrations, such as the eye. If you think the eye is empty, emptiness is I. Emptiness is not other than I. I is also not other than emptiness. Right? So you know, we have to think about that, the fourfold emptiness, starting with form is empty, emptiness is form, and so forth. Yeah. So what form essentially is you know, the mere appearance to the mind, to consciousness, isn't it? Right. And because it's a mere appearance to the consciousness, therefore it does not exist by its own nature. It does not exist in inherently. And the next one, emptiness is form. So because form does not exist inherently, it's empty of existing inherently. Therefore, what form is just a mere appearance, yeah, to the consciousness. Yeah, so therefore, emptiness is form. Next, emptiness is not other than form. So the very nature of this appearance as form, you know, this form appearing as form, the very nature of the entity of that is emptiness. Yeah. You know, that is... So the very nature and the entity of form, you know, of this appearance as form is none other than emptiness, emptiness of existing inherently. So, its nature, as empty of existing inherently, is not of a separate nature from the form, the appearance as form. And while form is empty of existing inherently, it exists as form, a mere appearance to the mind. So what form is, the end nature of form, or the entity of form, is not something separate or different, a separate form, it's emptiness. So, I mean, here the form is used as the first illustration in this fourfold emptiness. But, you know, you substitute form with the person or the eye, you know, and then try to think about the nature of the eye, the ultimate nature of the eye. So, and at the end of the day, the essence is, you know, while the eye is empty of existing inherently, it functions. If the eye functions, the eye exists and functions within, you know, it being empty of existing inherently. So it is clear that when you look for the eye on the aggregates, you look for the eye amongst the basis of designation. You look for, you know, the basis of designation of the eye is the aggregates. Yeah. So you look for the eye on the aggregates, amongst the aggregates. It is clear that you will not be able to find the eye. You know. So what the eye, at the end of the day, what the eye is none other than that, which is merely imputed by a conventional valid cognizer, you know, independence upon the aggregates. Yeah. So, you know, we have to, you know, if the eye existed inherently, it should be found, isn't it? So you, I mean, where do you look for the eye? You look for the eye you look for the eye on the aggregates, which is the basis of the explanation of the eye, isn't it? So you look for you should look for the eye. Whether the eye exists on the aggregates, exists in the aggregates, is the eye the aggregates, any part of the aggregates, you know? So should you investigate? So it is quite, it should be very clear when you look for such an eye on the aggregates, amongst the aggregates, you know, which is the basis of designation, it should be quite clear that such an eye cannot be found. Because it cannot be found, therefore, I is empty. For us, you know, when we conceive of ourselves, we think of us, and how do we exist? When we think of the I, how does it appear to us? It appears that the I is the aggregate. It is somewhere. It is, whether it is this particular aggregate or that aggregate, or whether it is the collection put together of the body and mind, we believe that the I is that. There is this appearance, and it's there somewhere, isn't it? Not only is there a disappearance, we firmly believe that it is the case that the I exists in the way it appears to us. How does it appear to away? How does it appear to us? As one with the aggregates, yeah. Sometimes, somewhere among the aggregates, whether it's all the parts or the everything put together, the collection of the aggregates, we believe that that is the aggregates, yeah. Isn't it? This is how the I appears to us, and this is how we believe the I to be. So this is what we believe. This is how the I appears to us. You know, we think of the self. This is how it appears to us. This is how, and this is, and we believe that this is how the I exists. No? This feeling that where's the I is somewhere inside, right? This collection of stuff, right? So there's this appearance and there's this belief, strong belief. So then what we have to check is this now. Okay, this is what we believe and this is how the I appears. But is that exactly how the I exists or not? So if it exists, in the way we believe it to be, it exists, then it should be findable, isn't it? If we look for it, it should be findable, right? Right? So, but when you look for it, of course, you have to be a detailed investigation, detailed analysis. You look, this and that. But the thing is, supposedly, at the end of the analysis, it is said that it cannot be found. The I appears to us as one with the body and mind, isn't it? Somewhere in there, this thing, this composite of body and mind is the I, isn't it? That's what we think, isn't it? That's how it appears, and that's what we believe, isn't it? So if it is there in this composite of the body and mind, if it is there, it should be found, isn't it? I mean, if it's there, it has to be found, right? Right. So then, if we engage a surgeon to look for this eye, if it is in the body, if it's in this composite of body and mind, it should be found, isn't it? So if you cut, you look for the eye in the body. In this collection of aggregates, so you cut up individually the parts. One cannot find the eye, isn't it? But it should be found if it existed in the way we believe it to be. It should be found, isn't it? So with a detailed search and for this eye, If it is one with the body and mind, it should be found, isn't it? Has to be, right? But then when you look for it, yet you're not able to find it, what does it show? What does it mean? It shows that the I does not exist from the side of the basis of designation. The I does not exist from the side of the body and mind, isn't it? If it cannot be found, that's what it means, isn't it? If it cannot be found, it shows that it doesn't exist from the side of the aggregates. And if it doesn't exist from the side of the aggregates, that means that what the I is none other than that which is merely imputed independence, not merely imputed on the aggregates, merely imputed independence on the aggregates.
어떻게 제단다 동반이 소소세디 섬어티네 신사 동반이 소소세디 섬다 자완이네 바기다 다시 초바다 강도 제네 자완이네 메네 랑기 모니기다 다시 모네 자완이네 추메가시 디데 요마데 이나마 세디 아 요데시 제자 동반이 소소세시다 지 섬어티 지 숨고 직니바디다 다시 모네 자완이네 메데니시라
So this is, you know, this is what you think. This is what you can, you know, reflect on, you know, when you know, when cite the phrase emptiness is form or emptiness is I, you know? Right? So if you look for the I, if the I is really existed in the way we believe, it should be inside this composite of body and mind. Yet when you look for it, you will not be able to find it. If you cannot find it, that shows clearly that it is, and the I does not exist from the side of the aggregates. Yeah. But if it doesn't, but although it doesn't exist from the side of the aggregates, it doesn't mean that the I doesn't exist, yeah. I exist, yes. So what is I at the end of the day is a mere appearance of the mind. That which is merely imputed independence on the aggregates. You know, I mean, whether it's I or form, you know. You know, if you go back to the example of form, you look for the inherently existent form, you cannot find it. But while you cannot find the inherently existent form, it doesn't mean that form does not exist. Form exists. So what essentially is form is none other than that which is a mere appearance. Form is a mere appearance to the mind. So that is emptiness. That is what, you know, one can think or reflect on, you know, when we recite, you know, that phrase, emptiness is form. So the I is empty of existing inherently. So I is in the nature of emptiness, yeah. While it is empty, it exists. So form arises from emptiness. But of course, this is extremely challenging. You know, it's not something that, you know, you can just, you know, get it. You know. Something that is something that, you know, we have to constantly, you know, regularly reflect and think about. You know. So, you know, start with these fourfold emptiness, you know, and then, you know. Then you just, you can use all what different illustrations, form, I, what have you, you know, and you just try to understand. using this fourfold emptiness, and you can also try to understand on the basis of the analogies here, you know, that what we have, what we talked about recently. Okay, so the next paragraph is linked, related to the path of meditation. Yeah. Starting from Shariputra, therefore, in emptiness, there's no form, no feeling, no discrimination, no compulsive thinking, no consciousness, no ear, no eye, no nose, no tongue, no body, no mind, no visual conform, no sound, no order, no things, no object, no attention, no phenomenon, there's no item, and so on, up to including no mind, and no mind, and consciousness, and there's no ignorance, no agent, and so on, up to including no agent, and no agent, and there's no suffering, origin, decision, and power, there's no result, there's no attainment, and also no non-attainment. Okay. This is called save time. Save time.
Sounds like emptiness, yeah? Sounds like emptiness. What do you say? Tonight, second senator, Sheriff Tedan, Pombany, and Sumi, Tommy, number seven, Sheriff Koto, Tonani, Pumbonga, Pumbonga, Jacet, Pumbonga, Rashi, never stop on the second senator.
So, therefore, in emptiness, there's no form, no feeling, no discrimination, no composition, no factors, no consciousness. No. Here, they're talking about the emptiness of the inherent existence of the five aggregates.
Yeah.
Okay, then you have no eye, no ear, no nose, no tongue, no body, no mind. Okay, so those are the six sources, the sense powers. Then you have no visual form, no sound, no odor, no taste, no object or touch, and no phenomenon. Those are the six objects. The six objects and the six sense powers. These six, these 12 constitute the 12 sources. Yeah. Okay, so you have the five aggregates, yeah? The five aggregates are there, right? Form, feeling, discrimination, composition, factors, and consciousness. Then you have the eye source, ear source, nose source, tongue source, body source, and mental source. So these are the, yeah. Okay. Then you have next, form, sound, odor, taste, object of touch, and phenomenon. Those are the six objects of the six respective consciousnesses. Yeah. So all together, these are the 12 sources.
Come to this one,
Then there is no I element and so on up to including no mind element and no mental conscious element. No element or translated as constituent. Yeah. So these are the six, the eye source, ear source, nose source, tongue source, body source, and mental source. So those are the six sense powers. Then you have the six consciousnesses, the eye consciousness, ear consciousness, nose consciousness, tongue consciousness, body consciousness, mental consciousness. Okay? But what is also implied here are the six objects of the respective consciousnesses. So all together, the 18 constituents are indicated. So what is explicitly stated is, you know, from the, you're following, yeah? There is no I element and so on up to including no mind element and no mental consciousness element, yeah? So the I element and so forth, or the I constituents, here refers to the I source, ear source, nose source, tongue source, body source, and it's mental source. So together there are six sources, yeah? Then no mental consciousness element. So this shows the six consciousnesses, the ear consciousness, eye consciousness, nose consciousness, tongue consciousness, body consciousness, mental consciousness. Okay? So you have the six sense powers and the six consciousnesses. Okay? So this is explicitly stated. But what is also implied in meaning, what is indicated are also the six objects. The form constituent, sound constituent, odor constituent, taste constituent, tangible object constituent, and phenomenal constituent. These six are implied. In meaning is there, indicated. So 6 plus 6 plus 6, you have 18. And they are called, collectively called the 18 constituents. Yeah. The 12 sources is it's not something separate from the 18 constituents. It's part of, yeah, it's just a different anyway.
Oh, tinder sha ta tinema ani che ta marikwa me marikwa me marikwa sa ba me ba ka shi ji se ba patu me do se de ge tonda ni ta tene ya chu ni ta lo jong lo to to chi ni.
Okay, so then there is no ignorance, no extinction of ignorance, so on, up to and including no aging and death, and no extinction of aging and death. So these are, talking about the 12 links of dependent origination, yeah, in the forward and reverse process. So the 12 links of dependent origination starts with ignorance, then you have compositional activity, then you have consciousness, then you have name and form, then you have the six sources, then you have contact, then you have feeling, then you have craving, you have grasping, you have potential existence, and aging and death. Did I miss anything out? Huh? Forgot it,
yeah. That
So, you know, one, the 12 links of dependent origination can be discussed in the forward progression and in the forward order, or the reverse order. Yeah. And in this way, then it is linked to the discussion on the class of the thoroughly afflicted phenomena and the class of thoroughly purified phenomena. Yeah.
어떻게 다 뒤에 가르스가르스나 돈다이니 딱 군이 아 딱 군이 너무 적이 다 된데 로중 세바이나 다 로그 중스나 마릭베 마릭바 여자 다 아니 아니 주식이래 배적이래 세디 아니 용해지 다 주식 여자 다 남식 된데스다 이 용대지 어 근데 이거 또 또 맛이네 되네 되네
So, in the forward order, the 12 things that depend on origination starts with ignorance. Yeah. Because of ignorance, then there's compositional activity. Because of ignorance, one accumulates throwing karma, propelling karma, projecting karma. And the imprint or the residue or the latency of that action is imprinted or supposedly planted on the consciousness and so forth. Yeah. Because of this, then there's that. Because of that, then there's next. And all the way up to, of course, then you're resulting in birth. Like, no? And because there's birth, then comes aging and death. Right? So, this is the, you could say, I mean, forward, this is the forward order of the 12 links of dependent origination. Forward order is the meaning translation. The literal translation is arisen from scripture. So this is the forward order of the 12 links of dependent origination. Yeah. Because of ignorance, there's compositional activity. Because of compositional activity, there's consciousness, and so on and so forth, all the way till aging and death. You know. But if you look at it, you know, in the reverse order, you know, so you ask, from where or from what did aging and death come from? They come from? I myself also. Birth has to come from potential existence. Potential existence has to come from grasping. Grasping has to come from craving. Craving is preceded by feeling. Feeling is preceded by contact. Contact is preceded by six sources. Six sources is preceded by the name and form. Name and form is preceded by consciousness. Consciousness is preceded by compositional activity. And that came from ignorance, right?
Yes.
Okay. You must know. You must. Able to say this, yeah. Huh? Can you say this quickly?
You can seek help from the wall.
What did that look from the docks, no?
Although Well, this shows how the class of the thoroughly afflicted phenomena arise, which is essentially samsara. I mean, distinctly speaking, how we circle in samsara. So, you know, so you can look at the class of the thoroughly afflicted phenomena in the forward order and in the reverse order. Well, you do the same thing with the class of the thoroughly purified phenomena in the, both the forward and reverse order. So in terms of the forward order, when ignorance ceases, we're talking about the class of the thoroughly purified phenomena, isn't it? Yeah. So when ignorance ceases, compositional activity ceases. When compositional activity ceases, then what is cease? The link of consciousness ceases. Then when that ceases, then the link of name and form ceases, and so forth. And no, leading to the cessation of birth. So if birth ceases, then there's no aging and death. Yeah. So that is the forward order of the in terms of the class of thoroughly purified phenomena. And then you look at, then what about the reverse order? Aging and death does not exist if birth does not exist. Birth will not exist if there's no potential existence. Potential existence will not come about if there is no grasping. No grasping has to come from no craving and so forth, all the way up to no projecting karma, which is, in this case, the link of compositional activity, isn't it? So in order to stop projecting karma, you have to stop ignorance. Yeah? So which means if there's no... In order for there to be no compositional activity, there has to be no ignorance. Okay, so this is the reverse order of the thoroughly purified phenomena. So there is no ignorance, no extinction. Ignorance is one of including no aging and death, no extinction, aging and death. So this shows that both the forward and reverse order, the 12 links of dependent origination, are empty of existing inherently. Similarly, there's no suffering, origination, cessation, and path. So this shows that the Four Noble Truths do not exist inherently. Similarly, the exalted wisdom in the So similarly, the exalted wisdom directly perceiving emptiness, it does not exist inherently. Likewise, attainment and those objects that are to be attained all do not exist inherently.
Okay. What 동바 니 모습으로 도베 바베 냠샤이지 심원아 아니 수기 공부 요만에 다던데 다랑 신 매버스나 디거 이나다 고시 신내다 지네 바레 동바 니 모습으로 도베 바베 냠샤이지 심원아 아니 수 요만에
So in emptiness, there's no form, no feeling, no discrimination, and so forth. Yes, I mean, what it is saying is, well, it is true that it is these, whatever I mentioned here, do not exist inherently. But, you know, if you look at it, you know, from another angle, what it is saying is this. In the perspective of the superior meditative equipoise focusing on emptiness, in the perspective of that mind, there is no form and so forth. The very end point of what I've just said is in the perspective of the wisdom directly perceiving emptiness. In the perspective of that mind, nothing appears, nothing exists except emptiness. Okay, so in short, only emptiness appears or exists in the perspective of the wisdom directly perceiving emptiness. Literally, it's in the face of that wisdom or in the perspective of the wisdom or so in the perspective of this meditative equipoise, directly focusing and directly realizing emptiness, nothing exists, nothing appears except emptiness, yeah. So because nothing appears in the perspective of this wisdom directly perceiving emptiness, other than emptiness, therefore, in the perspective of this mind, there is no form, no feeling, no discrimination, no composition, the fact there's no consciousness, the five aggregates do not appear. Then next, the 12 sources do not appear. And then when elaborated, the 18 constituents do not appear. The Four Noble Truths do not appear. At the end, at the very end, even that exalted wisdom itself doesn't appear. What appears is only emptiness. Yeah.
What does it mean? 자자다데 아니지 동반이 모습으로 냠샤이 시디 니나 탐제 늑대바시 로 니나 자완이 메딩이시 로 왔다 니나 탐제 늑바레스 어떠시니 니나 니베 로레 니나 탐제 늑대바시다 로 와 군저를 저 간대지 만나가시 숨겨
So yeah, so not only emptiness appears in the perspective of the wisdom of meditative equipoise, directly perceiving emptiness. Yeah. Nothing else except emptiness appears here. Yeah. So, it is in the perspective of this mind, only emptiness appears. There's a complete, all dualistic appearances subsided. All dualistic appearances have subsided. And there's conventional phenomena do not appear. To this mind.
어떻게 제가 어떻게 다다다
So in the last module, we did talk a little bit about what dualistic appearances, and we did talk about dualistic appearances. Yeah. So in the wisdom directly perceiving emptiness is a mind in which now all dualistic appearances have subsided. Yeah. So of course, yeah, here, you know, we talk about dualistic appearances. There's the dualistic appearance in terms of the appearance of true existence. Yeah, there's no appearance of true existence, of course. There's no appearance of conventional phenomena. Then there's no appearance of subject and object. There's no appearance of subject and object as separate. You know, it's this distinct entity. It's not like the perceiver here and the perceive is over there, and that kind of thing.
What in this one? That on that looks in it, that on that name. Or to send that in this Dogana, Benata, the choice down by Napena, Dambashila, and Pabinum Shay Singo, Dambashi met Senata, and it Pabinum Shay Singo called the Yomaravis, the choice down.
So, in the perspective of this wisdom of meditating, it boils directly realizing, focusing on directly realizing emptiness. So, in the perspective of this meditating voice, right, the Four Noble Truths do not appear, right? So, true cessation doesn't appear. True cessation doesn't appear. According to the Middle Way Consequence School, true cessation is emptiness, true cessation. Of the four Buddhist tenets, how many of them assert that emptiness is true cessation? How many and who are they? So yeah, so of the four Buddhist tenets, yeah, how many assert that true cessation is emptiness?
How many? Quick. Huh? Two, three, all four?
Five. I think anybody say five, I think resign.
How many? Say quick, doesn't matter, right or wrong, it doesn't matter. Say loudly, no need to. Two, who are they? Loudly, a little bit loud.
Create exposition school. Chidama was a. Chidama was a. Great exposition school talk about emptiness.
They said that. Gordon Tony is a call up.
Where in the great exposition school did they say the true cessation is emptiness? So yeah, mine only school and the Middle Way Consequence School said that true cessations are emptiness. And for the Middle Way Consequence School, true cessation is necessary emptiness. So, according to what is here in the sutra, in the perspective of the wisdom of meditative equipoise, directly meditating, perceiving emptiness, the Four Noble Truths do not exist, isn't it? Do not appear, isn't it? So if the Four Noble Truths do not appear, it follows that the true cessation does not appear, isn't it? So is true cessation not emptiness? If true cessation is emptiness, so it follows that emptiness does not appear to the perspective of this. Then how? Then what are you going to say? So in the heart of the commentary to the heart of the Vaishnava Wisdom Sutra, it talks about the training, the perfection of wisdom by meditating on, in the context of the powerful meditation, one meditates on the emptinesses of the five aggregates, 12 sources, the 18 constituents, yeah, and then the Four Noble Truths, 12 links of dependent origination and so forth. So by training in the perfection of wisdom on the paths of accumulation, preparations, seeing and meditation, and how does one achieve enlightenment? Shariputra, therefore, because there is no attainment, bodhisattvas rely on and dwell in the perfection of wisdom. The mind without aspiration, without fear, having completely passed beyond error, they reach the end point of nirvana. So by meditating on the emptiness of inherent existence of those whole list of phenomena, yeah, five aggregates, 12 sources, 18 constituents, 12 links of dependent origination, Four Noble Truths, Exalted Wisdom, even up to attainment and no attainment. Yeah. So then, by doing that, then the mind becomes free of obscurations. Yeah, so by the meditation on the emptiness of inherent existence, one eliminates the defilements, the obscurations, and then one is without fear. And through passing completely beyond all errors, So by meditating and familiarizing with the emptiness of inherent existence, the mind is without obscuration. So in some commentaries, it is explained that through the meditation, or what this means here, what this word means here in the sutra, is that one is free of the obscuration of the apprehension of true existence. In some commentaries, the obscuration here refers to the two types of obscurations. And without fear here, in some commentaries, it is explained that one is without the fear of emptiness. One does not fear emptiness. And then there are other commentaries. There are other commentaries that explain that one becomes fearless or without fear by overcoming the four erroneous views. So all the Buddhists dwell in the three times, karma, all the Buddhists of the past, present and future, come about by depending on the practice of the perfection of wisdom, which is a direct perception of emptiness. So therefore, all the Buddhas who dwell in three times also manifestly completely awakened to answer possible, perfect, complete enlightenment, reliance on the perfection of wisdom. So from the material that we have just covered, and from what we covered in the entire tenets, the conclusion is that without realizing the ultimate nature of reality, emptiness, there's no way to achieve full enlightenment. And then from the perspective of the highest school, the middle way consequence school, if you put aside full enlightenment, even to achieve liberation from cyclic existence, and to achieve the the state of a hearer of full destroyer or solitary realizer full destroyer, one needs to realize emptiness.
Yeah.
So all of you have to figure out for yourself and be certain of the reason why even the hearers and solitary realizers need to realize emptiness, the emptiness of inherent existence, in order to achieve liberation from samsara. So you must know for yourself why, according to the Middle Way Consequence School, that you know one must realize subtle emptiness, subtle selflessness, in order to achieve even the liberation from samsara. Why? You have to see for yourself the reason. Why is it not sufficient just to realize, selflessness in a slipshod way? You know? I mean, it's not, incomplete way. You know, we would say cause selflessness, cause emptiness. You know? Why is it not sufficient? So you have to think about this in detail. You have to know. You must be convinced thoroughly from your side that, you know, realizing emptiness, of course, emptiness of inherent existence, we are talking about this subtle emptiness, why it is so important to achieve any of these nirvanas, whether it's liberation or full enlightenment. So when the sutra says all the Buddhas who dwell in the three times also manifestly completely awakened to answer possible perfect complete enlightenment in reliance on the perfection of wisdom, so they're saying that, you know, anyone who has become a Buddha did so by realizing subtle emptiness and emptiness of inherent existence, and of course by directly perceiving it, that is the perfection of wisdom. And all the Buddhas of the future will likewise have to achieve enlightenment by relying on the perfection of wisdom. So it says all the Buddhas who dwell in the three times, basically they achieve enlightenment in reliance on the perfection of wisdom, right? So here, this perfection of wisdom here in this paragraph, in this sentence, it refers to the path perfection of wisdom, which is a mind realizing emptiness. Yeah. So in this context, this perfection of wisdom is the mind realizing emptiness, the path perfection of wisdom. Yeah. And by depending on this, then one achieves enlightenment. Okay, so the perfection of wisdom in here, all the Buddhas who dwell in three times also manifested completely awakened to answer possible perfect complete enlightenment in reliance on the perfection of wisdom. This perfection of wisdom here is the path perfection of wisdom. It refers refers to the mind realizing emptiness, right? But then you were to ask a question, If it is a mind realizing emptiness, is it necessarily a perfection of wisdom? Then the answer is no. Okay. A perfection of wisdom, the path perfection of wisdom, a perfection of wisdom here, refers to a mind realizing emptiness in general, in simply speaking. Yeah. But if you ask a question, if it is a mind realizing emptiness, is it necessarily a perfection of wisdom? The answer is no. And on top of that, if you ask a question, if it is a wisdom directly perceiving emptiness, is it necessarily a perfection of wisdom? The answer is also no. So in order to be a perfection of wisdom, it has to be a mind realizing emptiness in the continuum of Mahayanis. So the perfection of wisdom is a bodhisattva deed, bodhisattva conduct. And in order for something to be a bodhisattva deed, bodhisattva conduct, it has to be conjoined with the Mahayana mind generation. So the perfection of wisdom is a mind realizing emptiness that is conjoined with a Mahayana mind generation. So early on we saw how the perfection of wisdom was divided into four, yeah? A natural path, scriptural and resultant, isn't it? Of the four, this one is the path perfection of wisdom. Path perfection of wisdom is the mind realizing emptiness is the mind realizing emptiness that is conjoined with Mahayana mind generation. If we do not finish the heart of the perfection of wisdom sutra in the next lesson, we will definitely finish it in the lesson after that.
Okay, so we already get enlightened here, so
Okay, talk offering. Today is Tibetan 10th. Sorry to do.